Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Charles Cadillac back on the show. Chuck is has been a member of my Brain Trust since the first year. In fact, I'm celebrating my 13th anniversary, and we're on the show, and we're celebrating his 12th anniversary as a member, as a founding member of our Brain Trust. Chuck is the author of Now 100,000 Fact of Fiction. He's the founder of the Community of Liberty, and among other things that he's well known for, and he's our good friend, Chuck Cadillac. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It is great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Now, since you first joined us, you have retired from the profession that you had for many years, and you moved to California, and you're staying vital, doing other things. But what I wanted to do, now you're a California guy, right? You're from California.
No, I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, but lived in Southern California in the 80s.
You lived there a long time, but you decided to move back. So you're a very smart financial guy. California is a financial basket case. Why did you move to California?
Well, first of all, I moved from New Jersey, so I'm actually moving to a lower tax state. For most people, they wouldn't say that. Second reason is that with Prop 13 here, property taxes are constrained. The governments can't raise property taxes willy-nilly. And in terms of other taxes, they're really maxed out. There's really not much headroom left. As they raise tax rates, revenues don't go up. So,
isn't California basically bankrupt?
Well, I think that you could make that argument if you did any kind of a typical accounting where you accrued all liabilities and the like. You would say that they are certainly in a financial bind.
Well, and so what's going to happen to California? To give us your perspective on where things are going for California.
Well, I think we're in the end game here, and I think California is in many things kind of leads the nation. And at the end of the day, no matter what your promises are, no matter how good your intentions, if you don't have the cash flow to support those promises and intentions, they can't be fulfilled. Any small businessman knows that. And for the state, is rapidly running out of money relative to its obligations. And so those obligations are going to have to be renegotiated.
What are examples of obligations?
Well, I tell you, there's a great book on this called Shakedown by Steve Malanga. Shakedown.
Right. Steve's a member of our Brain Trust.
Yeah, and he goes documents quite a bit of this. And the biggest ones, of course, are public employee pensions, where the state has made really extraordinary promises going into the future for public employees.
You saying the state is going to have to basically welch on their promises on those?
Well, I think we're going to see a phase where there's an extended and extensive renegotiation of some of those terms, and perhaps for new employees, a complete redo on the retirement system. And the question is, when will the voters of California really get behind that in order to push it through? Because, of course, the unions here have tremendous power.
But, Chuck, based on the election we've just had, California voters don't seem to be very much interested in conservative economic principles. They reelected, they increased, I think, the Democrat control of the legislature in Sacramento increased. They reelected Boxer. They elected Moonbeam, for governor, and et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't seem to be a good trend to me.
Yeah, but at the end, it doesn't matter, because if there's no cash, there's no cash.
Yeah.
See, that's the point. See, markets, the only thing more powerful than politicians are markets, especially when the politicians have gone heavily in debt.
Yeah.
And when individuals, right, when it's $1 one vote, because you have to pay the money or you have to lend the money to the state, and when people begin to say, I don't think so, then the politicians have to deal with that reality. It's not that they're going to choose that. It's not going to volunteer for it. It's going to happen to them, and they're going to have to deal with it. And the Democratic
Party, how far do you think it will go before – will California take care of its own problems before, or will it go to the federal government without having recognized or internalized any of its own problems?
Well, I think it'll be similar to what New York City did in the 70s. They will clearly go for a bailout, and there will be an extraordinary amount of angst and stories about how the state of California, all the other states are going to get in trouble, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, especially with the mood of the country outside of California and New York, as evidenced in this last election, I think it's going to be very difficult to get extensive federal help to states when the federal government itself is facing.
So you think California may be on its own?
California is largely going to be on its own, but it's a tremendous state with tremendous resources.
Yeah.
So it'll find its way to the future.
Hold on to that thought, Chuck. We got to take a quick break. First, we come back. I want Chuck to, he's going to talk to us about the gold standard, why he thinks we should be on the gold standard that we were on prior to 1971. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.